What if after the 62 weeks, which is going to be finished this Friday, and then next Friday we have the Feast of Pentecost, and then after that, maybe just a few days. I mean, the last time when Israel declared that they were a nation on May 14th, 1948, they had the Feast of the Feast of Weeks, and then immediately, what did the Arabs do? They came against them, did they not? Here's millions, thousands, tens of millions of Arabs come against a little nation with less than a million people, and guess who won the war? Israel did. I mean, that don't make no sense at all, does it? I mean, if God wasn't there protecting them, if he wasn't taking care of them, there ain't no way you can take 1 million and 25 million, and the 25 million is all they got's clubs. They could go in there and kill a million people, right? They could annihilate them, but not if God's on your side. You can have tanks and machine guns and the best trained soldiers and airplanes and everything else, and they ain't got nothing but clubs and sticks, and you can't beat them if God's on their side. Y'all know where I'm coming from? So God obviously was on their side. But here he says, a long time from now, you will be called into action. Russia, a long time from now, in the very distant future, in the distant future, we will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be lying in peace. Okay, if it's in peace, so let's say that right after the 62 weeks is over, let's say that the Arab nations decide, that's it. We don't want Israel. There's never going to be peace here because we don't want peace. We want no Israel. So now they're all well armed. They got all these nuclear weapons and everything, and they given the command by their commanders, push the button, all of us at the same time, and all these five countries that's all around Israel, let's just throw every nuke we got right in the middle of them and let's just wipe them out. And they push the buttons. Ain't no way Israel can retaliate against that. You might knock some of that stuff down, but you can't knock it all down. But what if some strange phenomena happened? And as these missiles start coming over here, they look on their radar screens, and all of a sudden these things are turning around, coming back to where they come from.
Amen.
Because, you know, God said in his word that those people that come against Israel, just like I taught here a while back on Obadiah, it's just one chapter, the land of Edom. That's an Arab nation. That's Iran. He says, I will hunt you down in the last days, and if you build your hiding places in the stars, I will find you, and I will annihilate you because of what you've done to my nation Israel. I will not leave a single one of you alive. You know, that's all written in the Word of God. You know, because if you've been a bad boy to Israel, God said, I'm going to spank you beyond your wildest dreams. I ain't going to leave you alive. And I got a feeling every one of those people is going to die and go to hell. Because of their way they've treated Israel. They're not Christians. They don't even profess to be Christians. So if all those countries around Israel were to salvo all of their nuclear weapons, and then God, he says, I'm going to take care of Israel. And he turns those weapons back, and they go back and blow up every Arab nation around them. They ain't nobody to create a problem no more. Could they be at peace now?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Could be. Now, this could happen. This could happen within the next few weeks. If you see this happen in the next few weeks, you think, my gosh, the scripture was right.
Amen.
Thurman was right on. He understood it exactly right. Now, 6 months from now, there ain't nothing happened, and ain't no war, no Ezekiel war. You think, well, we were all wrong. We were all wrong. Or at least I was wrong, you know. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be lying in peace. So now then, after the Arabs are all wiped out, and they're living in peace. Now, God still ain't happy with them because they're not serving him even yet. See, they have seen him protect them. But they think, well, it was just a coincidence. They had a freak in their electronic circuits. Is it easy to explain away all this kind of stuff? Oh, yes, yeah, so easy. You know, them stupid Arabs, you know, they didn't know how to program a missile. They fired them things up, and they put their own coordinates back in. They turned around and come back and wiped them all out. You know, them stupid Arabs, you know. Isn't that the way they will explain that away? And instead of saying, God, he protected us. No, we won't do that. When the Lord saves us from something, we always try to explain it away. That's just like the guy that went to the course on how to hear God's voice. And after he went to that course, I mean, he's going home that night. He said, Lord, he's praying, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want you to talk to me. And all of a sudden he heard a voice say, stop by the grocery store and get a gallon of milk. He said, I got half a gallon of milk at home. I don't. He said, where'd that thought come from? Now, what was he praying for? He wanted to hear God's voice. He wanted to do something for the kingdom. And the Lord told him, stop and get a gallon of milk. Now, you know, I mean, that's got to be, you know, it's just stupid. You know, I don't need no milk. So he goes by the grocery store and he heard that thought again. Stop and get a gallon of milk. He said, maybe I hadn't got any milk at home. Okay, so he turned around and goes back and he gets a gallon of milk. And he's driving down the road and he's thinking, you know, I just know I got milk at home. But anyway, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden he hears this little thought that says, turn right on Hallelujah Boulevard right there. He said, I don't know nobody lives down that boulevard. I ain't going down that boulevard. No, so he goes past it. And then he hears that little thought again. It says, turn down that street. So he goes back and he turns down that street. He said, I must be losing my mind. This is the way we explain things. Now, this is a Christian man. A man that's been praying, God, use me for your glory. Talk to me. So he's praying and God's doing it and he's trying to explain it all away. So he gets down the road a little ways, and all of a sudden, he said, well, I wonder how far down here I'm supposed to go. And just a little further, he said, pull off to the right and stop here and go to apartment 203. He thought, this can't be. This can't be. I mean, he looked at his watch. He said, good grief, it's 10 o'clock, after 10 o'clock at night. I mean, a decent people be in bed by this time. You know, no. So, but he stopped, and he walked up to, he thought, I must be crazy. It says, take the gallon of milk. No, I ain't taking that gallon of milk up there. He walks up there and knocks on 203 and hears some guy say, what do you want? He said, oh my gosh, the guy's going to kill me. And he turns to run and the guy opens the door and he said, what do you want? He said, sir, I know you're not going to believe this. But he said, do you need a gallon of milk? He says, do we need a gallon of milk? He said, I've lost my job. I'm completely broke. We got a new baby. It's in there crying. We've been praying all night for God to send us some milk or some money. And the guy said, I got the gallon of milk. He runs out in the car, gets it, brings it back, looks at his billfold. He's got one $20 bill. He gives it all to the man, said, here, take this. And then he leaves and he's on the way home. He said, oh God, I prayed and asked you to use me. And I almost missed it. I tried to explain it away. Is that the way we are? Sure. When we pray and ask God for something, he's going to do something. So start listening for that voice. When he tells you to do something, do it. You know, but he almost missed his miracle. Just like here, I believe with all my heart, when God, if this happens and the Arabs do come against Israel and the Lord does turn those rockets back and they annihilate all the people that fired them and Israel doesn't lose a single person, they will be able to explain that away and they're still not going to say, the King of the universe did this for us. They're not going to give him the glory. So he says there that they will... Where was that? You will swoop down on the land and she will be lying in peace after her recovery from war. Now, there may be a few bombs or something hit in their land. I don't know. But anyway, they're living in peace. So let's go ahead and see what the next couple of verses say. You and all your allies, a vast and awesome horde, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. Now, this is what the prophet is being told to tell what's going to happen to Israel in the last days. Now, because they didn't acknowledge God, now they're safe, they're living in peace, but since they didn't acknowledge God as Lord and Savior and as protector, he's going to bring Russia and all these other nations against them. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come to your man. And you will devise a wicked scheme. Now, here's the ruler of Russia. He's sitting in there and he's not even thinking about wiping out Israel. It's just a little postage stamp. But all of a sudden, God begins to move on his man. And a thought comes, you need to get your army together and go down and wipe out Israel. And where'd that thought come from? Come from God. That's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it? But he's running the show. And he's doing this. He says, at that time, evil thoughts will come to your mind and you will devise a wicked scheme. Verse 11 and 12. You will say Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. I will go to those once desolate cities that are again filled with people who have returned from exile in many nations. Now see, right now there's a large portion of Israel, I'm actually what you call Israel, has never come back. Judah has come back, but Israel has not. But they're going to. After this war, when they feel safe, I believe within a very short period of time, all the rest of Israel will come home. And now then all these cities are going to be filled with people. He says, I will capture vast amounts of plunder and I'll take many slaves, for the people are rich with cattle now and they think the whole world revolves around them. Verse 13 and 14. But Sheba and Dedan and the servants of Tarshish will ask, who are you to rob them of silver and gold? Who are you to drive away their cattle and seize their goods and make them poor? Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, then you will rouse yourself. Verse 15 and 16. You will come from your homeland in the distant north, with your vast cavalry and your mighty army, and you will cover the land like a cloud. This will happen in the distant future. I will bring you against my land as everyone watches, and my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you. Then all the nations will know that I am the Lord. Here we got this tiny little nation of Israel with less than 6 million total people. And we got the Russian army with millions and with some of the most sophisticated equipment. And they're going to come down to annihilate Israel. And let's see what happens in 17 and 18. This is what the sovereign Lord says. You're the one I was talking about long ago when I announced through Israel's prophets that in future days I would bring you against my people. But when Gog invades the land of Israel, says the sovereign Lord, my fury will rise. Now, how would you like to make God angry? Well, let's see what happens if you make him angry. Verse 19 and 20. For in my jealousy and my blazing anger, I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Get Ready, the King is Coming, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.